Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Here's a brief but annoying message to let you know that you could have first heard this episode 9 months ago if you were a subscriber to our Iron Filing Society Patreon offering.
For the price of a pint and a St. Clement's each month, you can get up to 4 episodes a week, 9 months before the rest of the world gets them. Early access to regular episodes, lots of other marvellous benefits, and there's absolutely no adverts or brief but annoying messages like this that will get right on your tits.
Find out more and subscribe now at tftimemachine.com/ironfilings.
Here we go, here we go, here we go, here we go, this is it!
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Hotbody Dawson. Pow, pow, pow.
I am Sam Nifty Delaney, so what?
Welcome along. It's the latest episode of The Pig Odyssey, the most wide-ranging pig-based podcast series ever committed to digital audio formats. I was going to say committed to tape, but there's no tape involved. No. Last week we finished the Tamworth 2 section of Pigs. Have we got anything else lined up in the
after
pig
this,
genre?
What, with Pigs?
Is there something else we said we're going to talk about?
No, I can't remember.
I'll have
remember.
A look at the mailbag. I'll have a look at the mailbag, see what that says in there, because there's always something coming in on Pigs. The other day, David North on the Patreon said a couple of pigs playing football on the One Show tonight. Well, that was 5 days ago, so we missed that, but that sounds good.
What were they doing?
Playing football.
Playing football, great.
Yeah. Sean O'Keefe, regular contributor to this endeavour, says greetings in the style of Joey Boswell from Bread There. I like that. Greetings. He'd walk in with his briefcase in his hand.
Yeah.
Greetings.
Slash cunt. I liked him though.
He was good until the second one came along.
They changed the actor.
The first Joey Boswell was really good. They changed the actor.
Yeah.
And the second one wasn't as good. Wasn't as suave as the first one was.
No, it's
the
all first never one went quite works, direct, does it?
First one went on to direct Sliding Doors film.
Yeah. He's a movie hotshot.
Yeah. Anyway, greetings, says Sean O'Keefe. In 1995, Irish politician and then TD, brackets MP in Irish, okay. Ned O'Keefe, no relation, he tried to get the movie Babe banned as he feared it could negatively impact on the pork industry.
Well, you're fucking right. I bet it did.
Yeah, no one's going to want to eat pigs when they've watched Babe, are they? You're not going to have a bacon sandwich as soon as you finish watching that film. Ned, of course, was one of the country's biggest pig farmers. So there was a vested interest. Producing upwards of 50,000 per annum. I guess that's 50,000 pigs. And Sean adds he later had to resign for non-disclosure of other pig-related conflicts of interest. Now, this is my problem with this email. You can't just say non-disclosure of other pig-related conflicts of interest without providing some examples. Because that's the gold in that email.
Yeah.
Pig-related conflicts of interest. What? When? How? Tell me more. I might put that phrase into Google and see if it brings anything up. Because that's the good stuff. Oh, actually, it has brought up something. The first result, when I've put in pig-related conflicts of interest, Sam, says, when pigs fight, conflict resolution among domestic pigs. Is that something you feel we should look at?
Yes, I would like to look at that.
Was there anything else in Sean's email? I'm just going to quickly go back to it. No, he's just ended it by saying, thank you, Sam, thank you, Andy.
That's nice.
Which is nice.
Thanks, Sean. I'm just remembering how in
Now, I need not ask you your thoughts on the journalist turned activist, Toby Young, because I think I could guess them. And but I've got to say, although obviously he's one of Britain's most awful cunts, he's
social irritant.
His book, How to Lose Friends and Influence and Alienate People, was really good. I don't know if you ever read it.
Like, I never read it.
Obviously, he's a knob, but like, it was a really good book. And I think when it came out, he was less of a, like, no, I mean, I'm sure he was a knob then, but it was like less well known because he was sticking to just being a journalist.
There's an element of self-awareness. Yeah. Self-awareness in that book.
In the title of the book. Yeah. And the book is, the subtext of the book is I'm the cunt, right? So it's like, you can sort of just about.
He ended up growing into his knobhood.
Yeah, it's really weird.
As a result of that.
But in it, he told a story that became apocryphal that, you know, everyone tries to get into the Vanity Fair post-Oscars party. That's the hot party, isn't it? Hot ticket, and it's really hard to get on the guest list. And he reckons that in 96, when Babe had just sort of won loads of awards at the Oscars, a journalist got into the party by renting a piglet and putting it on a leash. And then the journalist put on a tuxedo and just walked in to the party claiming that the pig he had was Babe from the film.
Right.
And he got in. But what happened to that pig when he got in? Do you know what I mean? Like, say if that's true.
Yeah.
He gets in and that unscrupulous cunt, you know, who's that desperate that he'd do enough, that he'd go to those lengths to get it. Wasn't Toby Young himself, by the way, it's just the story he tells. Some goes to those lengths to get in to a fucking magazine's Oscars party, right? What?
Because you want to stand.
You want to stand within 10 yards of Tom Cruise. What's that going to give you? A fucking erection? What are you going to get out of that, right? You're going to fucking cream your pants because you're standing in proximity to Harvey Weinstein, right?
Ugh.
Yeah, well, it was 1996. So you got to think, it's an unscrupulous and amoral kind of a person. And I suspect that the moment he got through the door and realised that his fucking stunt had pulled off, I reckon he just left that fucking pig. I reckon he gave it a boot up the arse and fucked off to the buffet to get himself some shrimp. Or even worse, some sausages.
That pig's welfare wasn't anywhere near the top of his fucking to-do list.
Nah, he's like, right, you can fuck off now. You can fuck off now, you little cunt. I'm in here. I'm getting stuck in. I'm getting stuck into the free fucking champers.
You just wander around over there, on the balcony, out in the garden, whatever.
No shitting.
Don't fucking come anywhere near me, you cunt.
If you see Madonna, give us an oink, right? Because I've got an idea I want a picture. Squeal. If you see Madonna, squeal your fucking head off, and that'll tell me where she is. That remind me of that. I've got some surprising pig facts if you want to hear some.
Yeah.
You don't sound that into it, but like, I'm thinking, well, we've got to get some pig.
Yeah, I was gonna say I had some pig news. I just remembered I had some pig news last week.
Go on then.
I've closed the tabs now.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, listen.
Give us a pig fact.
One, newborn piglets learn to run to their mother's voices and can recognise their own names by the time they're 2 weeks old. Wow. Sows have even been known to sing to their young whilst nursing. Wouldn't that be lovely to hear and watch?
It sure would.
Run, pig, run. Think that pigs are slower and lumbering? No, actually, I didn't. I think the big fat ones are, but I've seen little ones run quite fast. As it turns out, they're not at all. Adult pigs can run at speeds of up to 11 miles per hour. Or in other words, they can run a 7-minute mile. I rate that fact as 4 out of 10.
Have we not done these? These all sound familiar.
I think I might have read some, but I don't think it's the same site. If you've ever suggested that someone was sweating like a pig, then you'd be wrong. Pigs have hardly any sweat glands, and one of the best ways for them to cool down is to wallow in mud. Well, we know that. These facts are shit. A pig's squeal can be as loud as 115 decibels. That's 3 decibels higher than the sound of a supersonic airliner, Andy. When they're not squealing, they're talking. Pigs communicate constantly with each other, and more than 20 different vocalizations have been identified, from wooing a mate to saying, "I'm hungry." Well, that's probably the main thing they say. When they're not squealing or talking, pigs will eat anything, including human bones. Well, in 2012, a farmer in Oregon, America, was eaten by his pigs after having a heart attack and falling into their enclosure. Oh, my God. By the time a concerned relative came looking for him, only his dentures were left. It was just his dentures lying there. And the pigs,
not having his dentures.
And the pigs were all fucking licking their chops, the buggers.
Yeah.
When kept in a group, pigs will snuggle close to one another and prefer to sleep nose to nose. Studies have also shown that, much like humans, they dream. How do you know that? Come on.
They'll be like dogs. They'll like make a noise and they'll kind of whimper a bit when they're asleep.
Auntie, is that you? What are you doing at school? And why haven't I got any clothes on? just a pig dream.
I've got some pig news.
Yeah, go on.
From this week. From Sky News. Risk of human disease due to rising pig and monkey populations. But that tends to be in Southeast Asia. But it's threatening forests and disease outbreaks in livestock and people. So, yeah. That's not very good. There's a one here which is a bit unsettling. A woman who extracted pig semen as a job is suing her employer after developing wrist injuries. So that's basically wanking pigs off.
Yeah, is what... Do you remember that one who worked for David Beckham and Victoria Posh Spice?
Rebecca Lewes.
Yeah, that's what she was famous for, wasn't she?
She was wanking the pig off, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Meet the morbidly obese pig who spent 7 years gorging on junk food in a Manchester flat. It's a pig that was kept as a house pet in a Manchester flat, allowed to gorge on junk food for 7 years, called Portia. It's happily now living at an animal sanctuary where she was eventually taken, but she was so overweight, 26 stone, after eating biscuits and drinking Coke. She was also utterly depressed and had given up on her life due to her condition. I don't know what she'd been doing before she gave up on it.
I've given up.
Crosswords.
I have given up. Sorry, I've reached my limit. I am sick of it. Sick of
I
what?
I used to do life. Them. What are they called? Sudoku. I got into them about 10 years ago when they were all the rage.
They were trendy.
And I loved doing them. I'd spend 2 hours a day doing them. Couldn't stop. And then one day, couldn't face another one. And that was when I knew, something's not right here.
I've given up.
When a pig is tired of Sudoku, a pig is tired of life.
That's right.
I think it was Dr. Johnson said that. Might have been Boswell. Not sure.
This is a good one. The pig's genetic makeup is very close to humans. Because of this, stem cells from pigs are being used by scientists to research cures for human diseases. To track the cells once they've been injected, Chinese geneticists have crossed a pig with a jellyfish, producing piglets whose tongues and trotters glow fluorescent green UV light. And if you don't believe
them,
I'm looking at a fucking picture of one now. It looks like a pig at a rave.
What is the purpose of that?
Don't
know. So they can see where they're going in the dark, or do we know?
No, I don't think that they're bred for that on purpose. What it is they're putting stems, they're getting stem cells from pigs to research cures for human diseases, but they need to see the cells in order to track them for their scientific studies. And therefore, they want the pigs to be slightly translucent. So they feel, simple. Cross it with a jellyfish. Get the pig to have sex with the jellyfish, and then what you'll get is a pig that's slightly see-through, and then we'll be able to track the cells.
Yeah, okay.
And a side effect is they go a bit fluorescent as well.
Yeah, happy with that. Did we want to look at the conflict resolution?
Yeah, pigs. If you've got it.
I'm just trying to find it, yeah. Conflict resolution is an important part of the social lives of many different species, including parrots, crows. Of course, we knew about crows. Why haven't we deep-dived crows yet?
I know, it seems strange.
Or have we? Can't remember.
Don't know if we've done anything specific. Like, we've certainly talked a lot about them over the years.
Non-human primates and some wallabies. Just some wallabies, not all wallabies, do conflict resolution. Just some. So pigs have got this ability as well. Pigs can recognise familiar individuals and objects, show sensitivity to other individuals' emotions, and proactively respond to others' distress, all of which plays a role in conflict resolution. So some researchers have studied this quite recently, April 2023. This is bang-up-to-date information.
Right.
The team focused on a group of 104 pigs living on a farm in Italy. And over a period of 6 months, they were videotaped daily, looking for signs of aggression, post-conflict contact between pigs, and anxiety-related behaviours. There are three ways in which pigs resolve conflicts. Reconciliation.
Mm.
We all know what that is, don't we?
Chatting.
Triadic solicited contact. Triadic unsolicited contact. Not sure about that.
Right.
Triadic contact. A third uninvolved pig.
Yeah.
Helps to mediate the conflict between the aggressor and the victim. This happens either by one of the pigs.
Yeah, it's like going to couples therapy.
Yeah, and it's exactly that, because one of the involved pigs asks the third pig for help.
Yeah.
I keep getting my head kicked in off this fucking pig. This big pig over here. Big John. And
oh, yeah, Big John.
I want someone. Do you think you could have a word? Because there's no reason behind it. I've not done anything to him.
But he can be very unreasonable. He's an unreasonable pig. He's known for it. But I'll try and talk to him.
The last thing I want is him lashing out at me.
I don't want him having
trying
a
to
pop
mediate
at me.
On your behalf.
What's in it for me? I'll tell you what. If you can sort us out some acorns in return for this, I will see what I can do. But you're going to need to be there too, because it'll only work if I sit you both down in a triad-like setup. All right, let's give it a go. That's all we can do. And suffice to say, all being well, I will get you some acorns. No, not all being well. Not all being well. I want the acorns either way.
This is an agreement.
I'm taking the chance. I'm taking the chance to sit down. I can't guarantee that Big John's going to just fucking roll over and say that he's going to stop being a cunt. I can't control that. So I want my acorns either way.
Four acorns up front.
Mm.
And then another four acorns after the session.
Upon completion.
Irrespective of whether we have a satisfactory outcome.
Yeah.
Because I can't guarantee that either.
Yeah. It is without prejudice. I think that's the term.
I could possibly guarantee it, but that would be a 20-acorn job.
Yeah.
10 up front, 10 at the end. And I don't think you've got the capabilities of gathering 10 acorns, to be quite honest. Not that I'm judging you. Not that I'm saying you should be picked on by Big John. But you are a bit of, let's say, a prick.
You're regarded as one of the most irritating pigs in our sty. But I'm not taking sides either way. But what I would say is you don't have many other options. Either I resolve this
pigs,
or you end up having to leave and try and survive in the wild. Good luck with that.
Which we both know you can't do.
Because
you're incapable of gathering acorns.
Ends up taking it too far and killing you. So this at the moment doesn't look like you've got many options. So you're going to have to pay me the acorns, aren't you?
Part of the payment would be to stop me from joining in when he starts trying to kill you, because you are very, very unlikable.
It's a protection racket, in a way. You've just given me this idea. I was sitting in minding my own business. Now all of a sudden I'm in the protection business. Fine. Good. Saves me snuffling about for acorns all fucking morning.
That's gonna cost you two extra acorns. One up front, one at the end of the job.
I need to wet my snout, if you catch my drift.
Sudoku books don't pay for themselves, mate. So, yeah, pigs are able to attach different social values to other pigs depending on their kinship. They can also regulate their own emotions, help to regulate other pigs' emotions, and possibly even make their own assessments of a conflict based on how other pigs feel about it. They haven't said how this happens, even though they've got lots of videotape studies.
It's fucking amazing, isn't it? If true, and I would stress that.
Well, if true. Yeah. It's on a website called Faunalytics, which fuck knows what that's about.
Sounds less trustworthy than Wikipedia.
There's some limitations. First, only adult pigs were included in the study. Secondly, the pigs in the study were domestic and only came from three breeds. Results could be different for other breeds or for wild boars. I'll tell you now, I'm not an expert, but the results would be very different for wild boars, I think.
Yeah.
Of course, the Tamworth 2 were part wild boar, weren't they?
Yeah, they were.
So the composition of the group changed slightly over time as some pigs were killed during the study period. Not in fights. I think they were just killed because that's what the farm existed for. And finally, male pigs were castrated very young, which would decrease aggression and the frequency of conflicts.
Jalapeño.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Jalapeño.
Is there an argument for men, human men, to be castrated very young, do you think?
On what grounds?
On the grounds that it might make the world a better place.
What, if the less men have cocks? But what, you mean we'd like, you'd extract their sperm?
No, they get to keep their cocks.
Are their balls?
Castration's the balls, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
well, you'd have to extract their sperm first, because if not, what would happen to the human race?
I guess so, yeah. We'd have to, yeah, we'd need to build up a bank of spunk before we start to... castrating.
Well, you could get the Bank of England to expand into spunk, couldn't you? Well, spunk reserves are at an all-time low.
Yeah. That's probably what would happen, though, Sam. Spunk would become as valuable as gold and it would be traded in because, you know, men can't help themselves. But then if they were being castrated, they might not feel as though...
That's more or less the plot of A Handmaid's Tale, I think. Except it's more
about... spunk trading?
Well, eggs, which is like lady spunk, I think, isn't it? Eggs.
Yeah.
That's the case. And like, there's just fertility is on the wane. So, you know, women who are fertile become like the currency and they're enslaved.
Right.
It's really reminiscent. I don't know if you've ever watched it. It's sort of similar to... It's a little bit similar
at the beginning.
It's a little bit similar to The Worm That Turned, you know, by the two Ronnies.
The two Ronnies, yeah.
Yeah.
Very sexy.
Yeah, Diana Dawes, wasn't it?
Diana Dawes. Yeah. I was of a certain age when that was on. Should we deep dive The Worm That Turned?
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
Shall we do it? Is it...
Or should we deep dive the phantom raspberry blower of old London town?
Possibly. That was written by Spike Milligan.
Was it?
For the two Ronnies. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was. The Worm That Turned. Two Ronnies. Episode 1 of 8. God, they were like 10 minutes long each episode.
Yeah.
It's an hour and 18 minutes. the full thing.
Spent ages filming them, and then they're just like, yeah, we'll stick one of them in the middle of each episode. That'll cut down on the amount of fucking sketches we have to do.
Fucking hell, yeah, we'll do that next. The Worm That Turned Odyssey.
Well, remember, we've got to do churches as well.
Got to do churches and Demis Roussos.
Oh, yeah. Look, oh, we've got a lot on our plate, haven't we?
We sure have. What am I up to? Yeah, so we were talking about castration. So all told, this study bolsters a point advocates have been making for a long time. Many species of non-human animals have rich emotional lives that are worth protecting, which of course is, you know, I think everyone knows that. It's the reason a lot of people are vegetarians and vegan now.
Mm.
They don't want to eat animals which have emotional sentience.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, these are intelligent creatures. They're more intelligent. I mean, you know, you keep a dog. Dogs are like, you know, if you think of the emotional attachment that you can form with a dog or a cat, right?
Yeah.
And you know you're in touch with the dog or the cat's feelings. You can see when they're happy or sad, or when they feel scared, or when they feel content and safe. And that affects your emotions, doesn't it? Well, you know,
it does.
Pigs have got all of those feelings and more. You know, so, but I'm not going to say that sausages aren't delicious. They are. Sausages are delicious, as is bacon, as is ham. I mean, all the pork products are. So it's a dilemma for sure.
It's man's greatest challenge, I think, to come up with something that tastes like sausages and pork and bacon, but isn't.
And I had a nice veggie sausage.
He needs, you know, to crack on.
Richmond now do a veggie sausage. And, of course, Richmond sausages are sort of what I call newsagent sausages, right? Mm. They're the sort of sausages you can buy when you're picking up a copy of the Daily Mirror and Ten Silk Cut, right? Yeah. And
I'll have a pack of sausages as well.
Chuck a couple of sausages in.
Like cigarettes.
Now, the good thing about those sausages is... we know they're pretty cheaply made sausages. You know when you buy a packet of Richmond, or at least you suspect that they're, because of the way in which they're so uniformly bright pink, you sort of think, I don't know what's in this.
But alarm bells.
I don't think it's that much pig. Do you know what I mean? Certainly not the quality bits of pig. But as a result, it's quite easy to recreate the flavour of a Richmond sausage without pork in it. So the vegetarian ones really do taste uncannily like the meat ones. So
I've heard this,
So, I hope
it's not just because they are meat.
I'd challenge anyone to a Richmond sausage taste test.
Yeah. You know, I hope they're not just changing the packaging and just sticking actual sausages
in.
There's
fuck all meat in those, more or less. Anyway, just fucking repackage them and do the label in green, a bit more green, because the vegetarians love all that, don't they? They'll lap it up. All you need to do is do a picture of a fucking leaf on the front of it.
Are you aware of the connection between pigs and Johan Cruyff, Dutch maestro footballer?
No.
Johan Cruyff wanted to retire from football age 31, but his entire fortune evaporated in 1978 due to a failed investment in pig farming.
Oh, Johan, you lunatic.
Yeah, that can happen. I'm trying to get some more information about it here. It was in Spain. He was playing at Barcelona at the time. He visited the farm in 1978. It was an event, says a local. There was going to be the building of a modern pig farm involving a holding company in which Johan Cruyff was involved. Michael Basilevich, a former model, and the businessman Gabriel Jimenez Pardo, and they were going to build a big farm. And in his 2016 autobiography, Cruyff describes his business nonsense. It says, "One of your acquaintances tells you something and you go along with it without having the slightest knowledge. It is also, and that is the stupidest thing, a thing with which you have no affinity. And others take advantage of it. Because where there is money, the rats come out." Fucking true.
Wow.
I invested in a pig farm. How did it occur to me? And I don't think he knows.
He was great when he Johan Cruyff. I mean, I can really relate to that. I could imagine accidentally investing in a pig farm. And I like the fact that he's self-aware about it as well.
The holding company collapsed like a house of cards just when the farm had been built and the pigsties were waiting for the 3,000 pigs that were going to be shipped in. The tractor drivers did not know how to till the land. Oh, no, that's something else. That's a different story that someone's using as a parable. Something similar happened to Cruyff. He knew a lot about soccer. He was a genius. But about pigs... nothing at all.
Yeah, it was an error. Big error.
I'm just trying to find any more information. It all seems very vague. Nobody seems to really know what happened. He ended up going to the USA to earn money again. The farm was attempted to be sold, but nobody wanted to take on the debt of €2.5 million. And Johan never saw the farm again. And nobody knows. There's a castle there now, I think. Let's not dwell on that too much. But it's a very vague story, but there you go. Cruyff seems to believe that he lost most of his fortune on a pig farm. Maybe he didn't. Maybe he didn't. But that's thanks to Craig Coulthard for sending that in the emails.
Oh, it's sent in by emails. Well, it's a great story. I mean, I don't know why it's not more famous that Johan Cruyff lost his fortune with a bad pig investment. But it feels like it could be a documentary that you stumble across on Netflix night when you're just trawling Johan and
when
the pigs.
You keep clicking on things that you might like and on, deeper into Netflix. Netflix's bowels.
I don't know if you're a fan of the actor Nick Cage, but
he's all right. Yeah,
he did. I think he's really good, and he was asked in an interview what his favourite ever film that he's made is, and without hesitation, he said it is the film Pig. And I have not seen it. It came out in 2021. And
did
he
say this during an interview promoting the film?
No,
Pig?
No. This was that was it. I was reading promotional stuff about another film. I think I was watching a clip of him on one of those late night chat shows, and he was promoting that film in which he plays himself, which is also quite funny. And without hesitation, when they said, "What are your favourite films?" and he said, "Oh, definitely Pig." It stars Nicolas Cage as a truffle hunter who lives alone in the Oregon wilderness and must return to his past in Portland in search of his beloved foraging pig after she is kidnapped.
Oh, it's a bit like Shergar then.
Yeah, but...
But a pig.
But, like, I was really interested... That's another story about producer Mark. We got really into the idea of going on a truffle hunting weekend, right? So you go into, like, the mountains in Italy, yeah, or whatever, the hills, and you go with a farmer. Yeah, come with me. Oh, are you English? Yeah, come on. You got the money?
Good.
All right, let's go find some fucking truffles. I'll take my pig with me, right? And they have pet pigs. Pigs and dogs who are trained to sniff out these truffles. And so the whole weekend, Andy... Right, I mean, to you it might sound on the one hand pretentious, right, because you're looking for a luxury food stuff in Italy, but on the other hand, think of it this way, you're in a beautiful countryside with an entertaining this and that Italian farmer, and you are with pigs and dogs the whole weekend who are trained to sniff out special mushrooms. I mean, that's fun. You pay the farmer some money.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm apparently, it's so competitive that the farmers poison each other's pigs and dogs sometimes. So if someone has a particularly brilliant and prolific pig or dog that's really good, and that means that particular farmer is monopolising everything for miles around. So the rival farmers will leave poison out for the dog or pig in question to kill it
to give them their pigs and dogs a better chance of finding the truffles. They think it's fair. Mad, isn't it?
That's not nice.
It's not on.
I think maybe a time in the future where all men are castrated at, let's say, 18, spunk will become like truffles.
Like truffles, and you'll go and out hunting.
It'll be sniffed out.
That's my spunk pig. We've trained it to sniff out spunk. In fact, we offer tours. You can come and stay with us and come out for the weekend. Yeah,
I think that'll happen. Pig is available on Sky Cinema and Now Cinema, by the looks of things.
Yeah, I think I might give that a watch, actually. It does sound pretty good.
Try and watch it before next week. It looks good.
Okay, I'll do that.
So we've got that. And also, there was another one. It's disappeared now. Someone else mentioned a thing about
Babe Pig in the City.
The fuck is it? It was a pig.
Pig-based drama.
Why is this? It's a pig from the war.
a pig from the war. Yeah.
And it was German.
Right.
And it defected. There it is. Tirpitz, 1915 to 1919. Survived the sinking of a German cruiser and defected to the British Navy.
Yeah, good lad.
We'll look at that. Right. We'll try and look at the film Pig with Nicolas Cage. We'll see if there's anything that overlaps between the two. If you go to the Imperial War Museum, you can see Tirpitz's head, which
I've been there, but I don't remember seeing that. I might go back.
It's been attached to a shield.
Well,
I'm going to show you it now.
Oh my God! Is that really it? Have they taxidermied
it?
That's a pig from the First World War, and they've taxidermied the cunt and wall mounted it. Oh my God! That's incredible.
On the kind of shield that would be given out at school when we were kids.
A wooden shield. Well, that is
player of the month, something like that.
I might have to go back there and see it up close.
Yeah. So next week, Pig, the movie, and Tirpitz, and no doubt other stuff relating to pigs as this odyssey crawls towards
its conclusion.
A distance point in infinity.
The pig horizon.
Yeah, space. Pigs in space, we haven't done that yet either.
No, that's a good one.
Fucking hell.
We haven't done anything about Miss Piggy, who I'm a big fan of. I'm sure you are too.
Yeah, very much so. Mm. Very, very mixed, confused feelings about Miss Piggy. Yeah. Considering that I'm a human and she's a...
But did you know when they did the Muppets Tonight in like the 90s, which I thought was a hugely underrated series?
Yeah.
When they brought it back, like a modern version, a BBC briefly showed it on Friday nights. It was so funny, I thought. And in that, they introduced Miss Piggy had like a niece. I can't remember what she was called. She certainly played a character called Spamela Hammerson, but I can't remember if that was her actual name or just in a sketch where she played like they did a Baywatch ripoff. But that pig was like they'd consciously made her really sexy, right?
Yeah.
She was like Miss Piggy, but she was just sexier. She had a sexier figure and she had really sexy eyes. With like loads of dark eyeliner. Are you looking her up?
If you I'm just listening to what you're saying.
It's the sexiest pig puppet I've ever seen. And if this you fancy was, Miss
niece,
Piggy.
Was it? If,
she was the niece, was niece, I think. Yeah. I think she was her niece.
All I'm getting here is two nephews called Andy and Randy.
Oh, yeah. Andy and Randy. They were really stupid. She got them jobs through nepotism on the show. And she was going, I think they'll work really hard. And then the gaffer goes, okay, first of all, what are your names? And Andy and Randy Pig both say in unison, this job's too hard! Oh, I remember that show so well. It was fucking blinding. But it never gets the same love as the original Muppet show. But I think it was comfortably as good, if not better.
Yeah, I wonder if it's on Disney. It must be on Disney Plus.
It was the one that they had like Prince on it. And Prince does that. You'll have seen it. It was called... if you look her up, Andy, she's called Spamela Hamderson.
Okay.
And she's in a bikini as well because she was supposed to be like Pamela Anderson. Look it up. Might not get over it.
Spamela Hamderson.
It'll really confuse you.
Oh, Jesus. That's not right. That's not right.
It's not right, is it? It's the sexiest pig of all time, and also the sexiest puppet.
My goodness me.
Yeah. Oh, but it was brilliant. Because Prince does that version of Starfish and Coffee. And then there was another episode with Pierce Brosnan when he was still James Bond. And that was really funny. They had an episode with Tony Bennett. I mean, they had amazing guests. It was really, really fun. No, Tony Ben. That was an emergency booking when someone dropped out. Yeah, it's really good. If it's on Disney, fucking watch it. Every episode is an absolute banger. And there's they had certain sketches that they did every week that I was particularly fond of. And one was called Elvis Through Time. I must have told you about this. And it was basically famous historical moments reenacted by Elvis, right? Wow. And it was so stupid. They had the Treaty of Independence, right? Or the Declaration of Independence. So Benjamin Franklin, all these people. But every character was played by a puppet Elvis. Talking in Elvis speak all the way through.
Yeah.
It was fucking brilliant.
I wonder if any of that's on YouTube. Don't know, I'll have to look.
Yeah, that is on there. Elvis, if you took Muppets Tonight, Elvis Through Time, it's definitely on YouTube. Okay. So go for your life, lads.
All right, there we go. I think we've covered everything we need to cover this week. We'll be back with more next time. Thank you very much, and goodbye.
Goodbye.
The softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.